Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And the village of Pigeon marked a milestone for local recreation this week with the official opening of its new playscape at the community rec park. The ribbon cutting ceremony was held Tuesday, June 16th, welcoming children enrolled in the village's summer recreation program to help celebrate the occasion. Thumb Bank joined the festivities by providing ice cream sandwiches for attendees. Village officials say the new playground is expected to serve area families and create lasting memories for generations of children to come. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is welcoming a court decision that leaves intact major state investments aimed at improving school safety and student mental health. The Michigan Supreme Court declined to overturn the earlier ruling that upheld funding approved by the Whitmer administration. The governor says the decision preserves record-level support for initiatives including additional mental health measures, crisis planning, and increased transparency for parents. Whitmer called the ruling an important step towards keeping students and educators safe while providing certainty for schools and communities across the state. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Bay County man has been ordered to pay a $575 fine after being found guilty of interfering with a public safety drone operation. 55-year-old Ray Rocha of Bay City also received a one-day jail sentence, which was credited as time already served. The case arose from a November 2024 incident during a Bay County Sheriff's Office search for criminal suspects using an unmanned aircraft. Prosecutors said Rocha flew his own drone in the area while live-streaming the activity, disrupting the law enforcement operation. A jury convicted Rocha of a misdemeanor charge in May following the verdict. His attorney argued the actions were protected by the First and 14th Amendments and contended the decision could have broader implications for civilian drone operators. And that's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors.